breath. So, see, told you it was the lab leak that caused COVID. Department of Energy says, with low confidence. Doesn't matter, because what people fall for all the time, not just the population in general, but great swathes of the alternative media, is being told what they want to hear. And if we're researching and trying to uncover the truth of any situation, then that has to be set aside. What you want to hear has to be set aside. And you have to look calmly and coldly at the evidence. And if it doesn't support what you're saying, then okay, well, just reform your perception then. But to take what you want to hear and just accept it because it's what you want to hear, see, told you, makes you a manipulator's party trick. This is what political parties are doing all the time in what we laughably call election campaigns. They're telling you what you want to hear, so you'll vote for them, and then they do what they bloody like. It's the death knell of proper research. Accepting what you want to hear just because you want to hear it. So this story said that this revelation, actually that isn't, reportedly reaffirmed a consensus in the intelligence community that the emergence of COVID-19 wasn't the result of a Chinese biological weapons program. And the National Intelligence Council and four unidentified agencies, however, still believe with low confidence that the virus first spread to humans as a result of natural transmission from an infected animal, according to the journal. So there's still disagreement within the so-called intelligence community. But let's go with what suits and supports what we've claimed all along. Well, some of us haven't. Some of us have said that the Wuhan leak story is a diversion from the real story, which is that there never has been a COVID. So let's have a look at some of the background and the evidence here. The Wuhan lab leak has two expressions. First of all, that it was accidental, right? So the moment it started playing out in the public arena, a quite blatantly preordained, pre-planned operation leading us into lockdown, into the jab, which is the point of it all, into face nappies and all these things, all this fascism that unfolded, it was clearly ready to go. We had the Gates scenario simulation in late 2019 that simulated a coronavirus pandemic just before one, apparently, so we're supposed to believe, broke out. It was planned. It was obviously planned. So what we're asked to believe with the accidental version of the leak is that they were all ready to go, but they were sitting around a table strumming their fingers because they'd forgotten something. They'd forgotten to leak the virus. So they're sitting around waiting for the moment when someone, just by accident in a Wuhan lab, leaks the virus into the community. And they go, pew, crikey, what a piece of luck. what a load of bollocks. Which brings us to the leaked on purpose theory. Okay, so what are you going to do? What we're going to do is we're going to leak this virus on the world. But you want to hide the fact that you've done it, right? Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, we don't want anyone to know. So where are you going to leak it? Well, we thought we'd leak it down the road from the bloody lab. Oh, and by the way, what we'll also do as we're preparing for this, we in the America and your Fauci organization, what we're going to do is we're going to fund gain-of-function research at this Wuhan lab, which will have a paper trail. So when it's kind of leaked, it will be able to be traced back to the Fauci organization. Yeah, so that's bloody good planning, isn't it? So, we've got a virus, right? Yeah. It's a bioweapon, yeah? Oh, yeah, bioweapon, yeah. Hmm, okay. So, if you've got a real bioweapon virus, a few questions come from that. Number one, so why are you having to scam the existence of this virus and its effect by using a PCR test that the creator said cannot test if you are sick? Why are you using a fake test to scam the illusion that the virus exists? And if you have a deadly virus, what's a deadly virus going to do? Well, it's got to kill people. Yes, it is. So why, for the first time, do you have to scam death certificates on the basis that if you test positive with a test not testing for the virus and die of any other cause within 28 days, longer in some cases, then COVID-19 goes on your death certificate, therefore giving the illusion of mass deaths from COVID when they're dying for something else? Isn't it amazing? Isn't it an extraordinary coincidence that at the same time COVID is alleged to have been played out on the world with its flu-like symptoms, that flu, with its flu-like symptoms, disappeared world frickin' wide. What a coincidence. But it wasn't, of course, because people who would have had COVID on their death certificate or been designated a COVID case after 2020, would before then have been often diagnosed with what they really had, which was flu. Oh no, they've not got flu. They would have had flu last year, but not got it now. It's COVID. If you have a real virus that's killing people, why would you have to, again, roads leading back to Fauci, have to say that patients diagnosed with COVID have to be treated with remdesivir, a drug that would be destined to kill them? Remdesivir was well known before COVID as something that devastated organs and caused multiple organ failure, not least of the kidneys. And when the kidneys fail, the abdominal cavity starts to fill up with water and they struggle to breathe because of remdesivir. but on the death certificate goes COVID-19. I have a question. Where's the bloody virus? Oh, it was leaked from a Wuhan lab. Oh, God, man. Why do you have to scam the first wave of COVID in the United Kingdom by ordering unprecedented amounts of an end-of-life drug called midazolam and then prescribing it to old people in care homes on an unprecedented scale, which leads to them dying? And on their death certificate, what do you think goes on it? Oh, COVID-19, that's what they died of. Another question. This bioweapon, yeah. Where the hell is it now? Where is it? As I said from the start, the bioweapon is not the virus. It's the jab, the fake vaccine. The illusion of the virus was to justify the fake vaccine. And if you release a bioweapon, you lose control of it. And I can tell you, having researched these psychopaths for 33 years, losing control is their worst nightmare about anything. But if you have the illusion of a virus, you have complete control of it via the test and via the death certificates of what people think it is doing. The bloke called Christian Drosten, virologist out of Germany, it says here. And he miraculously, the timing was superb, came out in January 2020 with the PCR test, not tested for the virus, protocol to test for the virus. And without any peer review, it was immediately accepted and recommended by the World Health Organization, created by the Rockefellers, run by Rockefeller gopher Bill Gates, and headed up by Gates gopher Tedros. And later, Drosten and his crowd had to admit that they put the protocol together without any of the natural virus. Instead, they got a computer mock-up of the alleged virus, and that's what COVID is, a computer mock-up, a fantasy. And it's just a little depressing to see swathes of the alternative media buying this crap about the Wuhan lab, which is a complete diversion from the real story, which is there never has been a COVID. And then there was this story this week that broke in Britain. The leaked WhatsApp messages that expose how Britain's elderly were failed on COVID. Mentioning the story of midazolam? Well, not yet. Care homes bore the brunt of the coronavirus pandemic, with 46,000 residents dying with COVID. Proof? Evidence? Well, it said so on the death. Yes, I know. It said so on the death certificate. People falling down the stairs and being hit by a bus had COVID-19 on their death certificate. But again, just repeat it as if it's true. Not the government claims that 46,000 people died in the first 2 years. Just accept it. More than a quarter of all COVID deaths in England and Wales during the pandemic occurred in care homes. Midazolam? A tragedy many families believe could have been avoided if ministers had made the right decisions at the start of the health crisis. And what this thing is targeting, this story is targeting, is Matt Hancock, the psychopathic moron who was unfortunately health secretary in the first part, major part of the COVID hoax period. And they're saying, well, he should have done more with testing. There weren't enough testing of old people before they went into care homes and all that stuff. That would be testing with a test, not testing for the virus, would it? Death by midazolam, death by fake vaccine that doesn't fulfill the criteria of a vaccine before this vaccine came out. And I read one story this week that said that these WhatsApp messages between these characters like Hancock and Whitty, Christopher Whitty, the government medical advisor who overturned for the first and only time the vaccine advisory committee to the government when it said, oh no, I think it was 12 to 15 year olds shouldn't get, who were healthy, shouldn't get the fake vaccine. Oh, Whitty straight in. Oh, they should. Well, I'll think of another reason why. How many of those died, Mr. Whitty, or have had their health destroyed for life? But he comes out of these messages a bit of a hero because he was saying to Hancock, oh, yeah, you've got to do the testing. Yeah, with a test, not tested with a virus. Well done, Mr. Whitty. That's absolutely magnificent. But what it was saying, this article, is that it just shows, because these characters were obviously completely incompetent reacting to events, that so it wasn't a plandemic. It couldn't have been a plandemic. I mean, oh, dear. The Hancocks and the Whitties are not the architects. They're not the engineers of what happened. They are the oil rags. Even people like Gates and Schwab are oil rags, higher oil rags than your Whitties and Hancocks, but still the same. It's well beyond the public arena that this is being orchestrated from. So we have had this week the leader of the Labour Party in Britain standing on his high horse and the high ground, he thinks, condemning these Hancock revelations when Keir Starmer said to the fascist government during COVID, my problem is you're not fascist enough. And if you look at Starmer and you look at the British Prime Minister Sunak, it is showing you beyond doubt that we live in a one-party state. So, despite all of this stuff, they go on killing people in what is ongoing mass murder. And that's because we are dealing with this global cult, with extreme, extreme psychopaths. So this is Marty Makary, a professor at Johns Hopkins University, explaining that no matter what the data about the dangers of the fake vaccines that comes out, that is confirmed, the consequences of what they do, officialdom simply ignores the data and goes on pushing the jab. Why? Because they're psychopaths.
How can you push something so aggressive with such absolutism and dogma without the data? We don't even know if any healthy child has ever died of COVID. Now, public health officials and the CDC are proposing that a 12-year-old healthy girl get 60 mRNA COVID vaccines in her average lifetime, one a year. This is where we've got to demand data before following these recommendations.
That's what they're demanding right now? It's hard even to believe that, given everything we know. That seems deranged and scary.
Annual vaccinations for all people. That's the mantra right now, and it's all or nothing.
Last question, Doctor. Is there an organized, I mean, that's so unwise. You've got to think there's an organized resistance to that. Do you think that could actually happen? It could become compulsory?
Yeah, most of the resistance are practicing physicians, but because anyone who disagrees with the mantra is dismissed or censored or deleted or excluded from national meetings, it appears as if there is a unified consensus of physicians. The CDC's own study found that 40% of pediatricians do not recommend the COVID vaccines for children. That should say a lot.
What it says is that we have been lied to continually and monumentally through all of this. And quoting official sources about a Wuhan lab leak is not going to take us any further down the road to truth. And also, with this fake vaccine, we have the fantastic impact on fertility, stillbirths, and menstrual effects. And new research has compared the effect on fertility, etc., of the flu vaccine over 282 months and compared the impact with the COVID fake vaccine over just 18 months. And this is what was found. A 1,200% increase in severe menstrual abnormalities, a 57% increase in miscarriage, 38% increase in fetal deaths or stillbirths. This is the real story, ignored by the media, while they go on about WhatsApp messages involving the Pratt Hancock. This is board-certified obstetrician and gynecologist Dr. James Thorpe discussing these latest findings.
Let's start out. One can make a very strong argument, Tucker, that the pushing of these experimental COVID-19 vaccines globally is the greatest violation of medical ethics in the history of medicine, maybe humanity. We have never, ever broken the sacrosanct golden rule of pregnancy. Never, ever. I've published extensively in my career and extensively in the last 3 years, all on COVID. And what we've seen, this article, we're honored that I hear that it's going to be a lead feature article in a major peer-reviewed medical journal, which will be published, God willing, March 1st. And let me set the scenario. What we did was we compared the COVID-19 vaccine adverse events over 18 months with that of the influenza vaccine over 282 months. Now, Tucker, the FDA and the CDC, this is governmental data, and they use a danger threshold. We did it exactly by their rigorous recommendations of twofold or greater is abnormal. And what you said is true. We found a 1,200-fold increase in severe menstrual abnormalities, a 57-fold increase in miscarriage, a 38-fold increase in fetal death or stillbirth rates. And we found 15 other major pregnancy complications, all far exceeding the CDC and the FDA values of safety.
So he calls it the greatest violation of medical ethics in history. It's difficult to challenge that. And we also now know that Pfizer admits that it stopped a clinical trial early into the effects of the fake vaccine on pregnant women. Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, should be jailed for the rest of his life and forced to reincarnate at least 100 times to complete the sentence. And the importance of not forgetting these things is that they plan to play the scam again. You remember Neil Ferguson, Professor Neil Ferguson, from the Gates-funded Imperial College in London, who produced the ludicrous computer models that justified all the lockdowns, not just in Britain, but in the United States and many other countries. Well, the worse than useless pandemic models are back already, says this story from this week. The UK Health Security Agency stopped publishing COVID modeling data this January. However, finding alternative labor for out-of-work modelers only took a month. The chief scientist at this organization, Dr. Nick Watkins, said the country is living with COVID thanks to vaccines. Are you having a laugh? And therapeutics. And the data is no longer necessary. But the agency is now turning to models to understand the impact of bird flu. If mammalian transmission is established, models will estimate the prevalence of the outbreak using different surveillance approaches, reasonable worst-case scenarios, tell them they're all going to bloody die like we did with COVID, and the impact of public health measures, including border measures, on containing an outbreak. Says the article, sounds familiar. Yes, it does, and this is the point. If we don't understand how this scam has been played, they'll play it again. And diverting people off to a Wuhan lab leak to hide the fact there never was a COVID means that they can play the PCR test scam again and tell us there's another epidemic of something or other, bird flu. How do you know that? Oh, well, we tested positive with a test, not testing for the virus. But how do you know they died of it? Oh, it says so on the death certificate. Died within 28 days. They'll play it again. And it's time, you know, to not fall into the trap of believing something because it's what we want to believe and question everything. It's the only way that this nonsense can be brought to an end is to see the scale of the nonsense we're talking about. To see the rest of the Dot Connector this week, go to iconic.com and you can take out a free 7-day trial whenever you like.
The whole basis of the manipulation is to divide us and is to get us to judge each other, to hate each other, to envy each other, to compete with each other.
It's to confuse people, especially the young, about their gender who weren't confused before. That's what it's about.
A lot of people don't carry cash anymore, and they're not grabbing credit cards either. Instead, they're using their smartphones.
A currency that wouldn't be cash, it would be merely electronic, for which there are fundamental implications for human freedom.
The United States is preparing for a war against Russia through Ukraine, and what they plan is to try to take Crimea back.
The idea for this Third World War is to involve Russia and China against the West.